Unit 32, A Natural Contract. It's practically a business arrangement, a symbiosis of a partnership between two living organisms, and it benefits both of the organisms. Nature provides us with many extraordinary examples of symbiosis in the animal kingdom. It's not an unusual sight in Africa to see a tiny bird, the egret, standing confidently atop the massive back of a rhinoceros. This powerful and sometimes fierce animal doesn't at all mind giving the little bird a free ride. Egrets help their larger partners by cleaning them of harmful ticks and fleas. In return, they get a free meal. The relationship between the rhino and the egret constitutes a symbiotic partnership. Another bird called the plover lives its life happily walking up and down the length of a crocodile's back. The crocodile doesn't object because the plover is valuable to it. The plover frequently calls into the crocodile's mouth and cleans the huge reptile's teeth. The pickings provide the plover with a meal. The bird's job does not appear to put it in any danger, for the crocodiles never seem to harm the little feathered creatures. Some symbiotic partners cooperate by sharing a home. For instance, a small blind fish called a goby will often cohabit with a shrimp. The goby keeps the shrimp's tubular barrel clean, and in turn, the shrimp procures food for the goby. In all of these examples, each partner benefits from the curious but necessary relationship.